What's up, my friends? This is Vishak here, and today I want to talk about why do you want to lose weight? Well, the reasons are plenty. I can give you like millions of reasons as to what are the benefits that you can possibly get by losing the weight, okay? I can give you plenty of reasons as to why you want to lose your weight, because the benefits, as you know it, there are like a lot of health benefits, a lot of look benefits, if I can put it that way. Anyway, so I have just segregated into four concepts as to why you need to lose your weight, okay? So the number one, it goes without saying, it's the health. So there are millions of health benefits, not millions, but yeah, there are a lot of health benefits when it comes to losing your fat, okay? So like I said, you need to be understanding the concepts right. By that, I mean, why do you want to lose your weight? Okay, it's much different. You are losing your weight is much different from you losing your fat, right? There's a huge difference in it. So think about fat loss and not the weight loss, because fat loss is more permanent, I would say, or long-standing, you know, when compared to the weight loss, okay? In health, there's a lot of benefits like heart disease, pulmonary hypertension, stroke, cancer, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, cardiac arrest, weak joints, cholesterol. So all these things are like, it's for sure it's gonna come at you, because obviously, right? I mean, there is so much of complications, and these complications are caused by the lifestyle. More than 70% of the time we are inactive, and because of that, it's actually leading to certain places. It is leading on to certain places where we really don't want to go. So what are the possible things that we can, possible steps that we can actually take to avoid these complications, right? So if you're actually losing your weight, I'm not saying that you can just 100% stay away from all these things, but there are certain things which can most definitely be put away, like metabolic syndrome, if you ask me, right? I mean, these things are like predominantly being caused by a series of events, like one after the other, starting from inactivity and then obesity and then, you know, high blood pressure and then sugar, which is the diabetes and all that. So it's like a series of events. Now, this is predominantly being caused by your lifestyle. There is no doubt about it. So things like that, you need to be, I'm saying that you need to be approaching this on a holistic level. You know, you need to look at your life or your lifestyle or your health from a very wide angle lens. So from that, it's going to give you a very different perspective as to how you look at it, because it's not just about, you know, getting six pack in the next 6 months or 3 months or anything like that. That's not what you need to look at. You need to be looking at it like, how, if I'm carrying on with a similar lifestyle, like whatever I'm doing today, if I'm doing the same thing for about next 10 years, is it going to, you know, harm me or is it going to help me? So you get the point, right? So how are we going to take a deeper look into your daily actions so that you can make the, you know, you can put in that effort and make the, you know, constant change day in and day out. So maybe within a 30 day span, you will be able to put enough amount of work that will technically change your habit. I mean, not completely, but then, you know, 40 to 50% of your habits, you can just make a new habit and then break a few habits. So it's all about like being, staying consistent, having the discipline to do what you don't like for about 30 days. So this thing is like pretty much essential. I'll tell you why. People can say that you are doing this only once, it's okay, right? So a lot of our family members, you know, friends or the loved ones asking us to eat what you're not supposed to eat. Right. Obviously, they don't know. They want you to be good. They want you to be eating healthy and things like that. But that is not necessarily leading us to the path where we want to travel. So that's where I begin. How are we going to take, you know, how are we going to stay away from it? Now, am I asking you to just stay completely away from it and from people? No, that's not what my point is. My point is that you can consume certain types of food, but on a higher quantity. You need to consume certain types of food on a lower quantity. Keep this as the baseline. You need to understand the difference between the food that you can have, the food that you should have, and the food that you shouldn't have, the food that you cannot have, right? There's a huge difference between it, okay? Fried chicken is still chicken, but you know, the cooked chicken, just the normal boiled chicken is still chicken, right? But are these things different in terms of the calorie or it makes the impact to your body? Yes, of course, it's got a huge difference, and not just about that. So let me say that if there's a person A, if there's a person B, right? If both of them eat the same food, having a different lifestyle. So these both have a very different lifestyle. They both have a very different types of body, and they both have a very different physical activity. What happens if both of them consume 100 grams of chicken? That particular food, cooked in the exact same way, eaten at the exact same time, is not necessarily the same impact that is being caused to the body, both of the body. So there's a huge difference. My absorption level would be so much different from your absorption level, right? So even if I just skip a meal or a couple of meals, I'm not eating for my like meal number 2, 3, and 4. Let's say that, you know, I had to travel or something like that, and because of that, I just skip my meal, right? So after the 3 meals or 4 meals, which I skipped, and I'm coming back and I'm smashing my first meal after that long gap. So even that particular meal is going to cost me enough damage because I was starving myself for the last couple of hours or maybe 3 or 4 hours. So every time the meal needs to be consciously consumed on a particular time so that your body is under constant understanding that I'm just getting my food. So I it's okay for me to lose the fat. See that? That's where the consistency is coming into play. So all these tiny little mistakes, what we don't necessarily consciously put in, are going to be compounded over a period, and then it's going to come back like a monster. That's the first thing that I want you to be doing. Yeah. So definitely there's a lot of health benefits when it comes to losing your weight. I mean, losing your fat, right? Now let's go to the next topic. Looks. Obviously, we all want to look good, right? Is this looking good is going to make any good changes in your life? Of course there is. Let's say that you are a person who's going to apply for a receptionist job, right? You have a job application for a receptionist and you're going for that. So do you think the person is going to hire you if you're like really thin or really fat? No, because you are going to be the face of the company when anybody meets in, probably in the reception. You know what I mean? So at that point, the person is like, whoever is hiring you is pretty much conscious about, you know, when the people come in and the customers come in, when the clients are coming in, when the stakeholders are coming in, is the first person whom they are meeting. So they will be pretty much conscious about who they're hiring, right? So you cannot afford to be. So you're technically losing a job over there. So it's not about the looks, but what the look can bring you to your life. And that is what is more important, right? So, I mean, I can give, there is a lot of things. It's about the abs, it's about the bikini body, it's about the thigh gap, it's about the guns, you know, the whole shape, beach bod, fitting in clothes, body image. Now, all these things as a whole, I would say your body shape. Does that make sense? It's not about how you look, but it's about what the look can bring you. You have to be presentable. You all have to be presentable, right? So what happens if you're like extremely fat? Obviously, you're losing out on a lot of confidence, right? Let's say that you have to go in front of 1,000 people and just talk. And if you're even struggling to get onto the steps, how are you even just going to go in? See what I'm saying? The whole presentation is going to be like, confidence comes in a different level by the knowledge that you have and things like that. That is on one side, but obviously you're going to be facing some point in your life that, okay, your looks is going to matter at some point, and then there's no point in living regret. That's number one. Number two is like, if you're looking fit, that means you are fit. That means your health is fit, right? That means your mind is fit. I mean, it's just pretty much given. Don't just go for the externals. I hate to talk about it, like going for the looks and all that. No. Looks play a very important role in other dimensions of your life if you just take a closer look at it, right? Like your career, like the way you present yourself, the way you carry yourself, your the whole personality, and that what that personality is going to, you know, your personality is how you see yourself, how your spouse see yourself. So again, there's a lot of respect aspect that's coming into play. So you get the whole idea, right? I mean, it's not just about the looks or having a bikini body or six packs or anything. It's not about that, but it's about having a fit figure and a fit frame and structure. So you're more confident, which can bring you a lot of things in your life. Does that make sense? Awesome. Okay. So the next one is health at any size. Now there are a lot of people who is saying that, hey, you know what? It's my body, my rights, you know, I choose my body type. Overweight is like, being overweight is kind of curvy and things like, hey, understand one thing, human body is not supposed to look like that. People come up with concepts because they're not able to put in the work, because it's hard to stay in discipline. They are saying that being overweight is a norm. Obesity is kind of harmless. I don't even understand the concept. It's just pretty hard for me to even comprehend to this thought process as to where are these people coming up from. I mean, yeah. I mean, if somebody wants to go into the club, go into that kind of club and want to join, be my guest. But don't be my guest. I'm here to change your life. I want to change your health status. I want to change your life. Okay? So take action. It's all about taking action. And it's all about changing your habit day in and day out, just for about, you know, 20 to 30 days. You do it consistently and that's going to stick with you for a while. I mean, it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life. What's a big deal in it? I don't even understand why people are finding it so difficult to even just to do the basics. All you got to do is just stick with the basics. Eat the basic food, have a basic physical activity, and then you're there. People are finding it really hard because they get caught up in a lot of things. And this society, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This society has made a lot of us soft. Very soft. Very, very soft. They want instant results, instant gratification. They just want it like everything to happen overnight. What comes to you fast will leave you fast. Remember that. Now, if somebody is saying that no workout, lemon and honey in the hot water in the morning and lose 15,000 kgs of body fat in 2 hours, you get the idea. Why you exactly need to lose your weight? Why do you need to lose your weight? You need to find a reason. That is what my fourth topic is. You need to find your why. Now, this is the most essential part where I'm coming to. Okay? Guys, I'll tell you something. Back then, I was a fat pig. I was fat. I used to eat everything. I was not even conscious about the way that I was carrying myself. Right? I had a big-ass tummy and I had a big-ass dynamism and I was just working out like that. Okay? But one day, what happened was like I was just walking out of my cafeteria in the place that I was working. I was just walking out of the cafeteria and something just pulled me into the clinic. So we had a clinic, very small clinic, and then I stepped in there, I was having a coffee, and I just wanted to step onto the weight scale. So I don't know if you would have heard this. So I stepped onto the weight scale and I was 93, 94, somewhere around that age, that range. That particular day, it was like a nightmare. It was a Friday. I remember that. It was a Friday. I was weighing 93, 94, followed by the weekend. I was devastated. But I had to do something about it. I really had to do something about it. Because at the age of 23, 24, weighing 93, 94, wrong. That's exactly what led me to take certain decisions. And because of that decisions, life has changed, man. I mean, yeah, I put in like a lot of work, but I made a lot of mistakes over these years. You know, I made a lot of mistakes over these years. I had to, you know, constantly keep changing because honestly, I don't want to ask opinions or advices from people because, you know, obviously they have no idea about my body type or my lifestyle. And they're going to say, okay, you know what? You need to eat this and you shouldn't be eating that. And you need to do this and you shouldn't be doing that. Now, what is the guarantee that's going to, you know, work? What's the guarantee that's going to come into the reality? Obviously, so I don't want to depend on them because if you ask about 10 people, I'm going to get like 20 opinions. So I wouldn't know which one to take. I wouldn't know which one to let go. So what happened was like where I'm coming from is when things started happening, when I incorporate certain strategies, which some will work out, some will not work out, on whatever is working out, I'm going to improvise on that. So that was my strategy, right? So what happened was when I constantly started improvising things and I just got that result, I started seeing the result. Everything was about external. I was caring about my looks because I was getting recognition of my work from a person who is weighing from, you know what I mean? 93, 94. And today he's like, whoa, that's in a few months. How did he do this? And that recognition sparked the shit out of me. In my brain, I was like, oh man, that's what it is. Maybe Vishak is getting a little respect. You know what I mean? So that kind of propelled me to take certain hard decisions, and then I want to go like full force. But I was giving my 100%. In everything that I do, I was just giving my 100%. And I want to do what I got to do. It's not that I will do what I want to do. Right? Now, there's a huge difference. Now, always I was out of the box. I used to go for the sprint in 10 o'clock at night. You know, where my friends are drinking at night. In the Saturday evening, I used to go for the run. I was pretty much crazy, right? So what I'm saying is, I want you to be sticking with normalcy, but with the discipline. If you can do that for a while, and then you'll be able to get the result. But the only thing is, like, how are you going to do that without giving excuses? So day in and day out, this is a constant test that the life is going to test you. Like, it's going to ask you how badly you want it, right? How badly you want it. Now, that is a paradoxical thing that comes in, right? You need to put in the work, and then you need to prove it to your life that, okay, you know what? I need it hard. I need it like really bad. I want it like bad. So that's when you need to do certain things. So that's why I have formulated my coaching system, where I'm going to give you like the nuts and bolts of everything. And you can just get down to it, and then you can take action. All you got to do is just watch my video and take action. That's how simple it is. Okay. So when I'm saying that you need to find your why, it has to be strong enough for you to jump out of your bed every morning rather than hiding into the blanket. Oh, it's so cold. You get the idea. Like, it's as simple as that. Okay. So please get fit, please. Okay. Having said that, I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.